Spirit FM 90.5. My name is Jamie. Pleased to have Michael Vacca Esquire. He is the Assistant Director of Ministry and Policy Development for CMF Curo. The website is cmfcuro.com, and we've spoken with CMF Curo before here on Spirit FM, so it's a pleasure to have you back on. Michael, thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Jamie. I really appreciate the opportunity.
For those who are not aware with healthcare sharing programs like CMF Curo, tell us first and foremost what it's all about.
In contrast to what most people are familiar with, which would be insurance, our program doesn't have a contract with our membership. So it's not, you know, it's not that you sign a contract like you do with an insurance company. So nothing is covered in the technical sense, right? We're not assuming any legal obligation to pay for anything. Instead, the idea behind health sharing, and it's an idea that actually predates insurance. It goes all the way back to the Acts of the Apostles, and even possibly before that, is that Christian families will come together and they'll directly share their medical expenses. So instead of me writing my premium to the insurance company this month, I would write my check to Timothy Jones or Barbara Smith or another Christian family, and they would use that money to pay for their medical expenses. And so, 100% of the money that I give will go to benefit that family. And that's a beautiful way of being able to share one another's burdens as opposed to the traditional insurance system.
It absolutely is, and is such a blessing. So with our time today with Michael, we're going to speak about healthcare in our country and what faith has to do with healthcare, and especially pro-life and pro-family options for Christians.
The Grace Medicus Foundation is a Catholic nonprofit organization. We were founded close to 20 years ago, just over 20 years ago. And our purpose is really to promote a Catholic healthcare so that, you know, our healthcare, our experience when we go to the doctor, when we, you know, when we receive treatment for medical conditions, that will be consistent with our faith. So we work with providers in terms of making sure that they're able to practice their faith. We have a legislative side where we work with legislators in Washington, D.C. to make sure that they're doing things that are going to protect medical providers, protect the American public so that they can live out their faith in healthcare. And we also have gotten into health sharing, which is providing an affordable option for people that would replace their insurance. And so after about 18 years or so of working to protect conscience, working to expand HSAs, doing a lot of the policy work, we decided to partner with Samaritan Ministries to offer Christ Medicus Foundation Curo. Curo is a program of the Christ Medicus Foundation.
And Curo, basically, sorry to interrupt, but Curo is Latin for, is that care?
It means to heal.
To heal. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. So basically, what Curo does is it replaces insurance. So for most families, what they'll do is instead of signing up with insurance, they'll sign up with CMF Curo and Samaritan. They have a low monthly cost that they'll send to another family. And then if they get sick, if they get injured, and it's a significant medical expense, those are generally the types of things that can be shared in our ministry. And so our community, the Samaritan community of over 200,000 people, shares about $20 million a month.
Wow.
In healthcare costs. So it's a very effective way of being able to, to deal with the problem of healthcare.
Speaking with Michael Vacca, Assistant Director of Ministry and Policy Development for CMF Curo, cmfcuro.com. Well, let's talk about healthcare in the United States today, Michael. Where are we since the Obama administration? Now that the new administration, Trump administration, is making some changes, just bring us up to speed on any news and developments that have come down.
In many respects, you know, we're in a lot better situation than we were in prior to the election, because now we have an administration in office that's committed to giving us a healthcare system that respects our faith, that gives us more options. Thus far, there hasn't been an overhaul of the Affordable Care Act. There's been various attempts to replace and repeal at least certain portions of the Affordable Care Act, but that hasn't been successful mostly due to the fact that you have to have, you know, Congress itself, the House, the Senate, approve any kind of legislative bill that would replace the Affordable Care Act. That being said, you know, the Trump administration has done some good things. They have recently, President Trump signed an executive order to expand health savings accounts, which I'm sure most of you are familiar with. With a health savings account, is basically a way to put away money pre-tax that you can then use for your health care expenses. And so it's a very effective way for families to be able to afford health care. The Affordable Care Act limited health savings accounts only to people that had high deductible insurance plans, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense because, you know, a lot of the people who really need HSAs don't have insurance at all. They're members of Christian health sharing ministries. And so what this potentially does, hopefully, will be to expand HSAs so that they're accessible to the general public. We also have a bill before Congress which would expand HSAs, health savings accounts. And this is something that we think is important to make sure that people are able to afford health care that's consistent with their faith.
It's no secret the Obama administration really wanted to get to single-payer socialized medicine. Can you just sort of explain to me, like, the difference? That sounds great. Like, who wouldn't want socialized medicine for the poor and everybody's happy and healthy? But what's the difference between sort of a right and entitlement when it comes to health care?
Yeah, you know, this is key. This is one of the key things that anybody serious about health care needs to understand. And it's that, you know, with a community such as CMF Curo, it's a voluntary community of Christians that are choosing to come together and share medical expenses. They're not being coerced. Nobody's forcing them to. Nobody is fining them if they don't join our community. This is completely voluntary, the same way it was in the Acts of the Apostles, the same way it's been effective throughout human history, voluntary associations of people that are committed to living the faith and sharing their medical expenses. In contrast, what the Affordable Care Act was a step towards socialized medicine, which is a disaster in a number of respects. First of all, when you start talking about socialized medicine, the government is the one who really has taken over healthcare. And so instead of your healthcare decisions being decided between you and your doctor, all of a sudden, there's a third party involved, and it's not even an insurance company. That has its own problems, but it's the government, and the government's interest is cost, to keep costs down in healthcare, not necessarily your health. And so it creates a real conflict of interest at the heart of healthcare. Healthcare is about the relationship between you and your doctor, and any time you put a third party, whether it's an insurance company or even worse, the government that has the power of law behind it, in that relationship, it complicates it and you risk not being able to have the best quality health care that you and your family deserve. Because in the case of the government, the main issue is cost. And so you're not, and this has happened, this is not just theoretical. I mean, this happens right now throughout Europe, where people are denied life-saving treatment that would significantly extend their lives because of cost. You know, and governments will say, well, we'll give you pain medication or we'll give you something to help with the discomfort, but we're not going to invest either because you're too old or we don't think you have a good enough quality of life, or you've basically arrogated to the government the power to decide what's best for you and your family. You cannot have a free society if the government controls healthcare, because healthcare is power. It's the power to heal. It's the power to restore life. And if you're going to put that power in the hands of the government, then you're giving up your freedom. And that's something that we just cannot allow as Americans.
Speaking with Michael Vacca, Assistant Director of Ministry and Policy Development for CMF Curo, cmfcuro.com. Michael, talk to us about especially pro-life and pro-family options for Christians. You know, it's always baffled me how contraception and abortions are lumped under health care.
This is critical to understand with respect to when we say we offer a Catholic healthcare option. What we mean, one of the things that we mean many things, but one of the definitive things that we mean is that we will not pay for abortion, we will not pay for contraception, we will not pay for in vitro fertilization, we will not pay for euthanasia, we will not pay for anything that violates Catholic teaching. So everything that we do is 100% consistent with the teaching of the Catholic Church. Now, in the general insurance market with Obamacare, most of the plans have some kind of coverage for either abortion or contraception or changing your gender, you know, trying to inject a man with hormones to transform the man into a woman or vice versa, things that are not healthcare. You know, these are things that people do for various reasons that are contrary to the teaching of the church, but they're not healthcare. Healthcare is about restoring you to health. And so things that are clearly not healthcare shouldn't be labeled as such because, you know, people want to know why is healthcare so expensive? Well, one of the reasons is because there's a lot of things you pay for that are not even healthcare. Meanwhile, the things that really are healthcare, the things that really can improve your health, some of them are not covered. And so people are very frustrated. They're paying a lot of money. They're paying for things that they don't even believe in. They're paying for things that are not even health care. And then on top of it, it continues to escalate year after year. They're paying more. They're paying more. And the culture is headed in the wrong direction. And so we have a choice as Catholics. We can go along with the culture and we can say, you know what, we're just going to kind of swim with the tide and do the best we can. Or we can push back and we can say, wait a second, let's pause, let's stop, let's go back to what do we believe as Catholics, what kind of health care do we want, and can we come together as a community, can we come together as the body of Christ, and can we provide people with a health care option that makes sense, that's affordable, that's consistent with their faith, that doesn't pay for things that are manifestly contrary to the dignity of the human person. Can we come together and bear one another's burdens in the way that the Acts of the Apostles did.
With a moment left here, Michael, this is compliant with the ACA. This is on the up and up for people that may have, you know, sort of hesitation with looking at this as an option for health insurance. Just what would you say to put their minds at ease?
First of all, we are consistent with the Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act specifically exempts a handful of Christian healthcare organizations from the individual mandate, meaning that if you sign up with our program, you will not be fined for not having insurance, which is great news. So that's the first thing. The second thing is that, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we share about $20 million a month in healthcare costs through Samaritan Ministries, our partner. This is, you know, something that's been going on for 20 years, $20 million a month. It's effective. It works. And our track record proves that. 100% of eligible medical expenses are paid. And the third thing I would say is this. There's a bit of a misnomer with respect to insurance. People think, well, insurance is guaranteed. It's for sure. You know, but the insurance company can change the insurance contract. Ultimately, you have to put your faith and your trust in the insurance company. Now, there is a legal guarantee with it. So there is greater sanction in the law, greater protection in that sense. But we have to ask the question, as Christians who join a Catholic health-sharing ministry, who are we putting our faith in? We're putting our faith in Christ and the body of Christ.
Speaking with Michael Vaca, Esquire, Assistant Director of Ministry and Policy Development for CMF Curo, cmfcuro.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jamie. God bless you, and I hope to be able to join you guys again.
Absolutely. In the meantime, you can learn more at cmfcuro.com.